So we said from the Megillah Stam that Esther wanted to kill out, have another day, and she wanted to hang up the 10 sets of Haman. It was for the same purpose, because she didn't feel the Kedusha returned yet. With all the people that they killed, she felt that Shushan was still the Bira, was still the anti-Beis HaMikdash, and Shushan still did not get its prominence as the place in the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin and Beis HaMikdash are synonymous. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin had a special room called the Lishkas HaGadlus. They were the Beis HaMikdash. And she felt that the Tumah has to be gotten another way in order for the Sanhedrin to shine, so she asked for another day. And Achashverosh said, "Be'em HaMelech." They also came, the king said yes, so it should be done. But he nothing else to Shushan, and there was a law in Shushan that they should have another day. So it wasn't like he just gave them permission to kill, he made it legal. Because it says, when Haman told him, they killed all the, they hung up the dead sons of Haman. So first they killed them, then they hung them up. I told you over the Targum how the 50 Amos works out. And the Targum on this Pasuk adds, and there's part of it I don't understand. He said there's a space between Haman's, the top of Haman's head and the top. There's a 3-amos space there. Like Haman said, was not mamish at the top. There's a 3-amos space there. And the reason why they left it is that the birds wouldn't eat from him. Huh? Two questions. First of all, how does 3-amos prevent birds from eating from it? Well, and second of all, what's wrong with birds eating from Haman's head?
Because they wanted him to stay up there.
Right, so I would say that they wanted him to be recognizable, and everyone should see Haman, know why the space...
Well, he was there, so because he brought around...
He said, I'll read the words. Yeah. Harirachik, Harishay, plus Amen, for the distance and his head of 3 amos, again, for the reason, Dalayecho, Minei Eifa, so that they should not eat from him and the birds. So you go figure it out.
Well, they... I mean, you,
but they said... What?
They land on the top of the pole, the 3 amos, they can't reach his head from
That's
there.
A very good shot. Because for a bird to really eat, it'd be better for a bird to land on the pole and eat his head. If there's a space, then they have less access. That I believe is the pshat. They can do it, but they can't really do it.
They can't land on his head.
They can't do a really good job. It's harder.
Because then they're eating from like what's under their feet.
They're eating from what they're sitting on. And it might slip. That's very good. So that means we wanted Haman to remain there. They wanted Haman to remain that way. Targum said that Zeresh ran away. She ran away with 70 of the kids.
She hid them in her purse.
But they were desolate. They couldn't make a living because they were very desolate. So they were resorted to begging. So even though they weren't killed, but they were beggars.
What was her zakus?
He had according to one account, he had 208. It doesn't seem like it was a zakus, but it was. They lived in shame. I don't know.
She still lived.
Yeah.
Because maybe they were told them.
I don't know if it's a schus or it's because the Malik is not completely finished yet.
Was it the Targum that was?
There were grandchildren of Haman that learned Torah in Bnei Brak, so maybe they descended from these. That would answer your question what the schus is.
But also, is it that they were the ones who said that he should give himself in? He should give up. So, was it the Targum?
Zeresh did. The kids didn't. It's not going to answer the kids. The first thing that comes to mind, which is not necessarily true, is that since Haman's descendants were Megayah and learned Torah in Bnei Brak, so there was some kind of schus. And they need a mother. These could have been little kids. And they need a mother. It could be. It's possible.
As Zeresh to be the mother? She's evil.
If Haman's descendants learned Torah in Bnei Brak, it was because he was such a Rasha.
That was his punishment.
Or that's what, you know... The rejection of Haman causes someone to be a Talmud Chacham. You know, like the most virulent anti-Semitic Knesset member. Her name was Geula Kohn, has a son that was in Kohl. I think she's descended from Rav Shimon Shkop. But what made that kid love learning and love Torah is because of his mother is so against it. And she was trying to squash it out. And she tried to make an impact on the entire country. There shouldn't be any Torah in the country. So then it's a force.
How does she deal with that?
Well, how does she deal with her kid?
Yeah.
I hope she has a living hand. And then she should do tshuva when she realizes.
So on?
Geula Kohn? I don't know. And then, so 70 kids in Zeresh got away, and they were destitute. They had to beg. Shimshi, the cipher, was killed by the sword. And then... there were another 108 of Haman's kids that were killed, along with the 500 men that were killed in Shushan. And they were like royalty. These 100 were special royal sons. They were appointed over the king's holdings, and they were killed along with the 500. So the 500 people that killed in Shushan, it's really 608. That's the target. Next pasuk. So they had the next day. They killed 300 more people. And they didn't take anything. We explained that, you know, the Kiddush Hashem is not taking something. The Targum says that these 300 more people were Amalekim. They didn't kill Persians in that day. That day was 300, you know, it's interesting. Shushan Purim, only Amalekim died.
I can't tell the difference.
In those days, they knew who was Amalek, not like nowadays. In those days, they knew what Amalek was.
So
in those days, there's
grows into the temple. And they say that there are signs.
Gemamia.
There are signs of it.
Gemamia. The rest of Gemamia is
back then, so we didn't have horns yet.
Nikalu is a key word. The word Nikalu is a kehila. Kehila means one. You can have a lot of people together, but they're just a lot of people, and they're not really very much together. People aren't trained. There's nothing, you know, one guy is reading the post, the other guy is listening to his daf yomi in the shas pod. Another guy is eating his brown paper bag lunch. You know, they're not together. It's true they're all going to the same destination, but they're not together. They're going to the same place separately. And nikalu means that there's a common purpose. That it's more than a common purpose. It's that the only thing that I exist for is to be one with my fellow Jews. That's how I see myself, as part of a whole. And I don't have my own, you know, whatever I do, whatever I think, whatever I say, whatever I am. It's all you have to in perspective of what am I as part of the whole. And that was the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael. This stage that they got to, it mirrored Matan Torah. It didn't mirror Matan Torah, because in Matan Torah it says the same thing. Makalais, Revais, Amka, Beis Yisrael, Kehila, Makalais, Makila. Makila is a choir.
Makila,
as we're all singing as once. This is Matan Torah, and it's the only way to be Menatzeach. Klal Yisrael as individuals cannot overcome any adversity. Only Klal Yisrael in totality. Everyone. I saw an interesting word from the Shem Yishmol yesterday, because this is very, very related to the Chata Egel on Mount Tara. This was Pasha. The Aaron told everyone to bring gold to him. And then they put it in, and the Egel jumped out. That was a surprise to him. He didn't know that was going to happen. So what was he doing? What? What was he doing? You saw the Shem Yishmol? What was he doing? What was he thinking? So again, the Pasha chat is, he wasn't thinking anything. It was just delaying. And Rashi actually says that. Takes time for everyone. He figured that the women aren't going to want to part with their things. But the Shem Yishmol says it's much deeper. Aaron had a question. What did Bnei Yisrael do? This is uncharacteristic behavior. What's the root of this? And he understood it's because Moshe Rabbeinu is not there. In order for people to function as one unit, you need someone above them to join them together. You need someone that's not part of the group. Because someone that's within the group can't hold the group together, because why should they unite around him? He's just like me. Now why should I follow him? Like he wants, you know, one of the group, a member of the group, wants all of us to be together. Well, I don't, you know. But if you have someone that's above, he's not part of the group, and you have someone that the group benefits from, and he gives direction and guidance to the group from above, so everyone will listen to him. Like the famous Masha, you know, the famous maze of shrubbery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you saw it in a movie probably, but Chazal used this, and the king Napoleon had such a thing. You go through it, so you can have 20 people in the maze, and they're all on their own, and each one of them wants to get out, and they all have their own idea of how to do it. If somebody is above the maze and he tells all of them at the same time how to do it, they're all going to listen to him as one, even though they're different people. Because he understands each one of them, and he understands what this guy has to make a right and a left and a right and a left to get out, and this guy has to make a left and a right and a left 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 to get out, and he sees all of it. So even though they're all different, But they're all going to listen to him as one because he sees all the different pathways. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. As soon as Moshe is not there, so the Klal Yisrael self-destructs. And we're not going to go into why that time. But they self-destruct. So Aaron wanted to do something that would bring them all together again. So he wanted them all to come together and they should all do the same thing. And all the give gold, that they're all doing it, and all the gold should come into the same pot. And they're all it's going to be a unity. It's Achdus. Everyone is coming to Aaron to give gold. And Aaron said, Chag L'Hashem Mocher. He said, tomorrow we're going to... He said, right now, you're lost. And Aaron said, I understand why you feel this way. And you're lost. But that's because Moshe's not here. Let's get together. Everyone, let's go. We're going to do something tomorrow, and you're going to love it. It's going to be great for you. Let's get together. Everyone bring it together. I'm going to put it all in one pot, and it's going to melt it. Melt it together. And then he was sure that there'll be a Chag L'Hashem Mocher. So when he said Chag L'Hashem Mocher, there's going to be a holiday for God tomorrow, it's because of the gold. It's connected. Everyone bring your gold, and because you all bring the gold, Chag L'Hashem Mocher. Nikalu Yehudim is a tikkun of that, because what Aaron did didn't work. If the Erevah wouldn't have been there, it would have worked. Yeah? If they would have melted the gold in the pot, all Klal Yisrael would have realized that they're all one, and they would have said, oh my gosh, we have a responsibility to each other. You know, we can't just do what we want. We're all one unit. We're all in this together. We can't do this. We have to wait for Moshe. But the eagle jumped out, and that ruined everything. Purim is Purim is a tikkun of that, because there was no chet eagle after Purim. Nikalo Yehudim. Next pasuk. Ushai Yehudim Moshe Medina Samelach. What about the other Jews? You know, we focused on Shushan. Nikalu Bamed Al Ashram. They also got together. Nikalu.
They killed a lot of people.
V'neich Me'aveim, and then they rested from their enemies. V'arayg V'saneim, and they killed their hated ones. Yeah. They rested, and then they killed. Should be the other way around, to tell you the truth. Without commenting on the two, Aveim and Saneim, first you kill, then you rest. You don't rest before you kill. Kamisha b'shevimel, 75,000. They didn't take the plunder. You see, va'amayt al nafshan. If you're talking about a nation, it should be va'amdu. Va'amdu is plural. The pasuk says va'amayt. Why va'amayt? Pashut. V'yachad. That's the rekeach. V'am say that's the pashut shot. The Rekeach says Vamayit has another connotation. It's referring to Yechido Shal Olam, the one and only one. Vamayit Anafshim means that God protected them. Not a single Jew died in the war. God made sure there's a war. Even if you win the war, someone could die. Vamayit Anafshim is that there was one and only one that was watching over their lives and no one died. V'neich Me'aveim, Gayim have physical forces, soldiers, actual soldiers, and they also have Malachim. You probably know this from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says the Mitzrayim was Nasei Achareim, and Rashi brings down the Medrash. It was a Sar Shal Mitzrayim, and the Bnei Yisrael saw that, and they panicked. And the Malachim, they also have a Malachim. And the other guy, they have Malachim. And the Malachim don't hurt them directly. The Malachim cause confusion. They cause the Bnei Yisrael to falter, to make mistakes. And then their subjects, the Gayim, kill them. So Vnei Achareim, the Rekeach says that means Hashem took care of the Malachim. It means that they had relief. They were relieved of the Malachim. V'hagim v'saneim, and that's why they were able to kill their enemies. Ramesh.
Now they're going to say that Amalek is,
I said there's a people that defeated, there's individuals,
but their Malach is still around causing
the Malach has been defeated. It's like someone that's on his last dying gasps of breath. He could still cause damage, and they're still causing damage.
But that's the Malach causing damage.
No, they're defeated. No, the people also, the descendants of Amalek. But it's
called the philosophy behind it. That's their
No, it's still here, but it's the death blow has been dealt, and it's flopping around for the past couple thousand years. I mean, it's a cohesive nation. Their ability to do damage is limited, and ultimately when Mashiach overcomes them, he's going to overcome them because he's going to be killing a beaten people. You ever been in a UFC prize fight before, you know, boxing? When the guy, his knees are so weak that he could barely stand? And a little 2-year-old weakling could go over and just blow in his face and fall over. Yeah, Amalek has been defeated. He's just, he's still standing. He's not down for the count. 75,000 people. Rakiak says that's Pispis. Avram Avinu, when you listen to Hashem, Hashem told Avram, leave your father's house, go to Eretz Yisrael, follow me, I'll take care of you. Hashem promised Avram he's going to always be with him and with his children after him. He was 75 years old at the time. So that's the amount of years that passed. Avram Avinu's Avaida was 75 years until he was Zecha to Avtacha. 75 is also the Gematria Hadassah. Hey is 5, Dal is 4, Samach is 60, Hey is 5, it's 64, but the word Hadassah itself counts as 1. 64 plus 1 is 65. Hadassah, the Medrash says, you know how old Esther was at the time? People think she was a young lady. Hadassah was 75 years old. The Gematria was 75. She was 75 years old at the time. She was a descendant of Avraham. Yes, the one that Achashverosh was willing to go against all that was precious to him was 75 years old. Which means her beauty was not physical. It was like Sari Menu's beauty, that she was beautiful at the age of 89. And still she was taken by Avimelech at the age of 89. So compared to Sarah, Esther was physically younger. And we already had a parallel between Esther and Sarah, because Esther ruled over 127 provinces, and Sarah is another one. I mean, it's just fascinating stuff. We talk about the Bris and Pashas and his mamish in Yom Yuma. Pasha VeYakel, this week's Pasha. You count the amount of words from the pasuk of Vayir Hashem Bo Anan until Hinei Anochi Kareis Bris. Hashem descended on the cloud and then He made a covenant with us in Shmai's Perek Yidal, this week's Pasha. And you'll count 75 words. 75 words of the Bris, 75 words when Avraham Avinu, you know, embarked on his Bris. He was 75, Esther was 75 years old, the Abbas of Hadassah is 75,000 going. Plus good Zion. 13th day, Nech Ba'arba Asabai, and they rest on the 14th day, that's the ones outside of Shusham. Ba'asai Sayyem Mishta B'Simcha, and they made it Yem Mishta B'Simcha. We learn some halachas from this pasuk. Ba'asa means that they made it. It's past. It should say present or future. What do you mean ba'asa? And they did it already? He said because this was just the way it worked out in this world, the gzardin that this was going to happen was already nigzar as soon as they ripped up the gzardin. You remember we said Aliyah never ripped up the shtar. Esther Davin, she was in the Beis HaMikdash, she davened Shemona Esrei, Asher V'Latzi, and Tachnun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel her tefillah. He said, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus V'Seyas, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus V'Yidasan Lach. He was mekabel her tefillah for the guf and for the neshama. So it was nigzad, it doesn't mean Yemish Tev HaSimcha. It just had to be revealed in this world, so V'Asad Lashon Avim. That's the Rekeh. Yom Mishta during the day, the Gemara Megill learns out from the word Yom, that Tzudas Purim must be during the day, and that's why there's no mitzvah Ad Layod at night. There's no mitzvah to drink at night. As soon as the night before, or when the sun sets, it says, Yom Mishta, Mar Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Pasuk Yitches, I'm sorry. By Yehudim and the Jews, Asher B'Shushan, Nikalu B'Shloish Asabai, so then they fought on the 13th day, Uba Asabai, Abba Asabai, and the 14th day, V'Neyach B'Chamish Asabai, and then they had Menuchah on the 15th day, V'Asay Say Yom Mishta V'Simcha, and they made it. Yom Mishta V'Simcha. There's left for you in this pasuk. Rekech says two reasons why there's an extra Yud in this pasuk. It says by Yehudim. Yehudim is normally spelled Yud Hey Vav Dal Yud Mem. Here it's spelled Yud Hey Vav Dal Yud Yud Mem. So he says two things. First of all, because the Yud is a letter which shows, you know, the Yud is a number of Kedusha. It's a number of completion, Shlemus. You know, when you have 10 people that come together as one, that's a minion. The Shekhinah comes. And Shushan was the Ikar. The Jews in Shushan were primary. The Jews in Shushan, they accomplished what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to accomplish. The ones in the other areas were not. They were secondary. So there's a Yud in their name because of the Jews of Shushan, and they are the Shevish of Kedusha, they got rid of the Tumah, there was Hashem's Shechina, so this next year there's Hashem's presence. Another thing the Rukiach says is that the halacha, that what does a city need to be considered a big city? You know, a big city that you...
10 Batlalim.
The 10 people that the city hires to always be available for a minyan, and 10 is represented by the letter of Yud. Next pasuk. Pasuk Yutes. Alkena Yehudim Aprazim. Ayeshim by the process, these are the scattered Jews in the open cities, unwalled cities. Ayeshim in Yer, Mabas, Salafedish Adar. They do the 14th day, Simcha, Mishta, Vyamtav, Simcha. That means, you know, halakas from these things. Mishlayach Manas Yishlavi Ayub. Pasuk Yutes. Vilayach Mishlayach Manas. Do you give two separate items ready to eat to one person? Because manais is plural and ish is singular. So you give one present to one person, but which is made up of two items. Simcha says you're allowed to have eulogies. If someone le'aleinu is a funeral on Purim, they don't say any eulogies. Mishta, one is not allowed to fast on Purim, even if for religious reasons he wants to mekabel tainus, do it a different day. Fasting is aser. Yamtiv is initially they wanted to make it aser to do malacha. The Gemara says that was the plan. And we'll see in the next psukim that the word Yom Tov is dropped because they didn't do it in the end. But Yom Tov over here, because the initial plan was to make it a Yom Tov, it should be Asa Malach and Purim. Mishlayach, the Rekach says, if you take those words and you mix them up a little bit, Mishlayach is the same letters as the word Lismayach. These three rims are simple.
Well, what's
Mishlayach is Lismayach. Pasuk.
Mishloach as well?
Lismalach. Vayichter Mordechai is a dvar me'ila. Mordechai wrote these things. Vayishlach svar me'kal Yehudim. He sent svar to all the Jews, Hashem v'chal medinas ha'melach, which are in all the provinces of the king. Akashverish, Akraim, Akraikim, whether they're close or whether they're far. Mordechai wrote it personally. Why did Mordechai write it personally? You know, when you're saving the Jews, so you write it personally because it's a mitzvah, you're saving them, you want to do it as quick as possible, you want to make sure it's done. Why do you have to do it himself? So you say because it's a mitzvah, you're not. The Rebbe Ezra says, because he wanted it to be more than a one-time thing. Like you're saying, he was a Gadol Hadar, he was a Navi, he was in the Sanhedrin. If you wrote it personally, so that it would have a kiyum la. Netzach. Chuasam, Hayisa, La, Netzach. So you better personally to give it potency, to give it power, so you are right. In the end, you are right. Harachaikim. What do you mean the far ones? The Mepharshim say, I mean, this is a Shikach Kiddush, because we said all along that every single one in Klai Yisrael was under the umbrella of Achashverosh, and they were all in danger. But the Mepharshim would say that the people that are really out in the periphery, very far away from the Malchus, they had a chance of escaping. It's logical. The closer you get to the Malchus, the more you're in danger from the decree of the Melech. You live at the very edges of the kingdom, then you have a chance. So they weren't in as much sakana as everyone else. So they don't have the same chiyuv. You would think that they don't have the same chiyuv to be besimcha because their lives weren't saved. They could have snuck across the border. I don't know what they could have done, you know. Something. At least they could have thought that way. So Rechaikim is the Mordechai sent these letters dafka to the Rechaikim because the whole Yeshua was because Klai Yisrael was one. So even though they personally might not have been in danger, but they were because they're all one. Kerem Rechaikim. Pasuk of Aleph. Ah, Shkaya. L'kayim aleihem, to establish upon them, liyaz eisem mishyem abbas, l'chadish adar, v'shem chamisha sabay b'chal shana v'shana. You have to do it each and every year. So we learn out from here, Yishami, that in the times of Mashiach, there's going to be Purim. But all the Yom Tovim will not be. Kalam e'adam asidim li'batal, all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal in the times of Mashiach. There won't be Pesach, there won't be Shavuos, there won't be Sukkos, but there'll be Purim. That's what we learn after this pasuk. B'chol shana v'shana means each and every year, no matter what. But the Yisrael Dover, the Kitzer, is that the other Yom Tovim are given to us for a purpose. They're given us to bring us along. We need help. We need to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to be in His presence. So Hashem gives us little mini presences. Spaced equally throughout the year. Hanukkah and Purim are in the same category. But we Hanukkah also, according to one version of the Yisham, will also be there. Basalav. But Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos now. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hanukkah and Purim, the Vilna Gaon says they replace all the Yom Tovim because Purim replaces Yom Kippur. And Hanukkah replaces Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos.
One second, hold on, let me think.
Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is 2 days Yom Tov each, it's 6 days, right? 2 days Pesach, 2 days. Well, Shavuos is only one. 1 minute. Pesach is 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Sukkos is 2 days. Pesach is 2 days.
One day, the second
one
is
the third. Yeah, 2 days. But I have to work out some other time. I've worked out some.
Did I say Sukkos is 2 days?
Well, to email with them. I have to work it out some.
Anybody have their laundry in the dryer?
So Yom Tovim are there to get you to the Bnei Yisrael and Purim got to where we're supposed to get to.
Each month, right? That was represented by Yom Tov.
Yeah.
So does that cost go away?
No, see, that's it. What happens is the Pesach Shavuos, all the Yom Tovim, is that they, whatever we got out of those Yom Tovim, are included in Purim Lasad Lavar. So it doesn't mean that we're just going to discard the Yom Tovim. It's that we have the benefits of all the Yom Tovim in Purim. Hanukkah is a different topic. And I really would like to find another opportunity to elaborate on it. Next year, if you're still here, give me a call before Hanukkah. And I'll come down there and we'll talk about Hanukkah. Okay? Whatever. You can still give me a call. So that's why, you know, Pasuk HaBeis, Kayom Meshenacha Behem HaYehudim Be'yevayim, like the days which the Jews were relieved from their enemies, V'chedish Shenepel HaMiyagim L'Simcha, and the month was overturned from Yagim, from anguish to joy, Me'evil Yom Tov, from mourning to celebration, Yom Tov, La'asos HaSamim HaMishtav HaSimcha, make them days of feast and happiness, V'shloyach Manas Yishlav Yehu, this is the second time we're saying that, and here we're saying Matelos HaYehudim. So Now the Yalkut Me'amlai is asks a question which we should all be asking: why do we celebrate the day after the Netzachim? Why don't we celebrate the actual day when they won? We celebrate the day afterwards. And he says because if we would celebrate the day we won, we would put the focus in the wrong place. We'd have the focus on the destruction of the enemies, and we have to celebrate. You know, we have to contemplate and concentrate and focus on the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we became one with Him and we became reunited with Him. Now the way we did that was by destroying the enemies, but the Ikkar Day is the day after the Muhammad. Alright, there's a lot on this pasuk. I'll just tell you one Rekeach HaRemes. An old lady doesn't like gematrias, but you have the phrase They were in Dulles Bubble for 70 years. 70 years in Dulles Bubble. In Daniel, Daniel says in Sefer Daniel that there's going to be a Gullus Romi. That's this Gullus that they're in, which is going to last for 1,335 years. Don't take it at face value. It has a significance. You know, it doesn't represent time the way we count it. But it does say in Sefer Daniel there's going to be a Gula after 1,000. And more time than that has passed, you understand. But it says the figure 1,000. Many Rishonim and Gaonim have written a lot on this topic, what these words mean. But for the purpose of the Gematria, we will take it at face value. It's written there 1,335. 70 plus 1,335 is 1,405. If you take the words Asher Nachu Behem Hayudim, starting with the Asher. Starting with Asher and ending with Yom Tov, the kids said the gematria is 1,405. So in this pasuk is the remez for the Gula Sida. Of course, the remez of Ish L'Re'eh Matanis L'Avyeinim is in this pasuk, this Rishitavis Elul. Because through the simcha of becoming one with our fellow man and loving them and bestowing upon them gifts of love, so we come together as one, and then we're able to be an iludai diludai dili. Because the only way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you relate with all of Klal Yisrael as one unit. Hashem does not relate to people on a one-on-one basis. He only relates to us as part of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Gimel. V'kibel ha'yehudim is sheichil al-asas. They established upon themselves that which they began, which they initiated, v'yishakasa Mordechai aleihem, which Mordechai wrote to them. Kibel was lashon yachid. Again, you see it. The two pshatim, all of Klal Yisrael together. Rav Hashem is together with us in this. Yeah. The Thudis ben Adam lachavero, we come to ben Adam lachavero, two pshatim. Yeah. The Rekeach has another trial why it says V'kibel instead of V'kiblu. There's a letter missing. If it's Lashon Rabim, it should be V'kiblu. Then it writes V'kibel, it's Lashon Yachid. The Rekeach has a third shot. He said there's something missing from the Kabbalah. Because they originally wanted to say that it's also the fast, and it's also to make eulogy, and it's also the Malacha, but they weren't Mekabalah. They weren't Mekabalah. The people weren't Mekabalah. So there's something missing from the Kabbalah.
The word Makabal and no fasting?
No, the no malacha. The Issa malacha. The Issa of doing work. Malacha is mutter, I'm Purim. It is mutter, they weren't Makabal. So there's something missing from the Kabbalah. And there's something missing from the word Bekiblu because they didn't all accept it. The Vav missing.
Sounds like Gnai or?
I don't think so. We don't find that it's a Gnai. The people in those days, they were very close to Nevi'im. And there's something about elevating a day that you do the malacha. You're elevating the malacha. In the Sfarim, it says that it had to be that way. That it's a day where malacha is mutter, and we still come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That way, you're taking the Olam Hamais and you're being mechaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk of Dal Ki Haman Ben Amdasa Agagi Tzayir Kal Yehudim Chashav Al Yehudim La'adam Haman Ben Amdasa Agagi, the oppressor of all the Jews. He plotted against the Jews to destroy them. He cast the lottery. It's the lottery. To confuse them and to destroy them. The Asterix says, why does he have to say the word Tzarek Kal Yehudim, the oppressor of all the Jews? Because Mordechai didn't want the wrong impression to be made that Mordechai destroyed Haman because out of a personal vendetta. Yeah, they never got along, you know, and Haman resented Mordechai all along. So Mordechai came to power and he knocked Haman off. So he included this in the Kisvei HaKadosh. He said, Kala Yehudim, that this was a Klal Yisrael thing, it wasn't him. And he put it in the thing. The Gematria of Tzarer HaYehudim. Tzarer HaYehudim. Is Russia. That works out very nice. The pasuk doesn't say Tzara Yehudim, but it says Tzara Kol Yehudim. Tzara Yehudim is the same gematria as Russia, which is 570. Kol is the gematria. Kol is 50. So Tzara Kol Yehudim is the Russia is hanging by 50. Again, a reference to the Gelos.
Kol is 50?
Kol is 50. Fourth. The word poor is begamatria 286. The gematria 286 equals the same gematria as the words Zem Mordechai. Haman thought that the lottery was for his benefit, but the lottery was really for Mordechai's benefit, and poor and Zem Mordechai is the same gematria. So awesome stuff here. Pasuk of Hey. So when Esther came in front of the king, Amar, he said, that with the Sefer Haman's plot will revert. It'll revert. His evil thought, which he plotted against the Jews, it'll go on his head. It'll return to haunt him. It'll bounce back at him. But Tullai says, but all right, and they hung him on the tree. Al Rishay is a gematria 507, which is the same gematria as. I'm sorry, Rishay. Rishay is gematria 507. Rishay Aleph is 201. Shin 501. Yeah. Rishay, which is the same gematria as Zeresh. So according to Rekeach, Zeresh died. According to the Targum, she escaped. According to the Rekeach, she died. Rishay. It says Yashiv Machshavtei Hara. His evil thought is going to bounce back on him. You take the words Hayehudim Al Rishay in this pasuk. Hayehudim Al Rishay. First letter of Hayehudim is Hey. Al is Ayin. Rishay is Resh. Hey, Ayin Reish backwards is Reish Ayin Hey, which is Ra. So you see the word Ra spelled backwards in the Pasuk. Next Pasuk. Al Kain Kar Liyam Eil Purim, so we call Purim Hashem Apur because of the lot. Al Kain, therefore, Al Kodiv Eigeris is us, this scroll. Umaro Al Kacha, and what they saw, thus, Umahigi Aleim, and what they got, what they deserved. Who called? They called the Purim. Who called the Purim? The Al Shuk says that's a reference to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin gave it the name. Rekeach says. That the Purim miracle was approximately a year, it was a little bit less than, it's about approximately 11 months, because it started Pesach and it ended Yud Gimel Adar. If you count the days between Yud Gimel Nisan to Yud Gimel Adar, you end up with 336 days. There's 29 days missing. It's 11 months. 336 days from the beginning to the end, and the gematria of the word Purim is 336. Okay? You see that there's a cardinal aspect to the poor. You know, you call the Yom Tov Purim because of the poor. Why is the lottery the Iker? So the Malbim explains because the Purim was based on the Mazalis that Haman saw in the Kirkus HaShemayim, the heavenly Kirkus, that he's going to be Matzliach. And he was right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturned it. So the poor is the cardinal part of the Yom Tov because Haman was right. Api the Derech HaTeva, the Kirkus of Derech HaTeva, the Jews should have been killed and he should have been overcome them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it around, and the Hashem took the lottery of Haman and turned it over on him. So that was the Iker Nes, was the Purim. Also from Zion, tell me if I'm going too fast for you. Kim of the Kiblu, they established and they accepted Ayudim Aleim Azarim. We never go to violate this. Like it's written, kizmanim, and like the proper times we call Shana Vashana each and every year. Kimu v'kiblu. Gemara Shabbos says that was Matan Torah. We spoke about this. It's Matan Torah. They're makabel that Matan Torah again. Kiksavam. As it's written, the Gemara says that's a reference to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. They darshan out of the word Kichsavim, they were supposed to make a Megillah, and you have a mitzvah to read it, so you have a makar in the Torah from Kriyas Megillah. Kimu v'kibel. It's pronounced Kimu v'kiblu, but it's spelled Kimu v'kibel. There's a vav missing. It's pronounced Kiblu, but it's spelled Kibel. So the Rekev says, and it's referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's two sides to a covenant, that we made a covenant with Hashem, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu came out to greet us and to bond with us, just like a Ben Terah, Setor Eitz Lashem. The Rekev says, Kima V'Kiblu is Lasa V'Nishma. Because Kima means to do, to accept. So it's Lasa, that's to do. V'Kiblu means to be Mekabel, to be a recipient. So that's Nishma. Just Lasa V'Nishma. It says in the Pasuk, I'll call a Milva Mahalayim. Anyone that attaches themselves to Klai shall also keep Purim. Yeah? So it's referring to the Gerim. Hanilvim is Begematria. Actually, Hanilvim Aleim. Hanilvim Aleim is Begematria 296. And that's the same Gematria as the words 296. Hanilvim Aleim, 296. And that's the same Gematria as Eluha Gerim. Eluha Gerim is 295, but then there's a Shema Kol. The Gemara Megillah says the women are chayiv in Kriyas Megillah because they were also included in the Neis. The Rekev says there's a remez in this pasuk because the words es shnei hayamim, the 2 days. Es starts with an aleph, shnei starts with a shin, hayamim starts with a hay, and that makes the word isha. Pasuk kafes. Vayam ha'ilu, these days niskar v'nasim. Verbally, you have to register them, you have to mention them, and ask them, and you do things. Each and every generation, mishpacha, mishpacha, each and every family, medina, medina, each and every province, every each and every city. These days will never pass from the Jews, and their memory shall never cease from their descendants.
What do we say? It's right from here that we never stop doing Purim.
We do. You know, this is repeated a few times. It is. It is, but you know. So why do you need all these pratim? Because let's say there's a country that didn't exist in the time of Purim. So they'll say, well, we didn't exist in the time of Purim. This place was uninhabited. You might think you don't have to keep Purim. So that's why he has to say that no matter where, no matter when, all the time, that's Pashpashad, that's the Eben Ezra. The Gemara Megillah brings a right from this pasuk that the Megillah was said with Ruach HaKadosh, because the pasuk says that it's never going to end. And how could you know it's never going to end unless you have Ruach HaKadosh? Niskarim, that should be verbally, the mitzvah to perform verbally, that's referring to Kriyas HaMegillah, is a Gemara. Nasim, things should be done, actions, that's the mitzvah of Yom. There's a lot here. The Rekev says the end of this pasuk is v'zichram layosav mizaram. This is the 170th pasuk. This is the 160th pasuk, which is the same gematria as the word eitz. I'm sorry. The phrase v'zichram layosav mizaram. V'zichram layosav mizaram is gematria 817, and that's the same gematria as zukriyas megillah. I'm not making this up.
What's that?
Vizikram lo yasuf mizaram. Vizikram lo yasuf mizaram is the same gematria as Zukriyas Megillah, 817. Pasuk of Tess. Vatipta vesa malka vasavicha la mordecha yidis kol tekev is powerful. The kaimis higeris apurim as eis ashenis to establish the second Purim letter. Taikiv is a lesson of din, it's a lesson of harshness. The Yeshiv Lekach says that Esther Mordechai wanted people to understand that they didn't get this because they deserve this. Taikiv, it's strong. They're not tzaddikim gemurim. They had a schus. They did the tshuva. But they didn't get it because of tzaddikim gemurim. They have to be aware that they're a chayiv kloya, that they're a chayiv extermination. So the pasuk uses the word taikiv. Let's go. We have to go. When Yishlach Sfarim is called El Kol Yehudim, well, they were sent out to all the Jews. Hashem asked from Mayor Medina, 127 provinces, Marcos, Akashverus, Divrei, Shalom, and Emes. The Golden Gate says, what? Tivri Shalom Emes. Shalom is the Megillah. And Emes is Kabbalah Satara. You figure out why.
Gematria.
There is a Gematria. The Gemara learns out from here that when you have a scroll of a Megillah, you have to etch out lines. You know what? You ever heard Sirtut? Sirtut is, you're going to say every time, you'll see that there's lines etched out. The letters are, yeah, you have to do it because it makes it, it beautifies the Ksav. That way it's done. And the Gemara talks about what the Megillah needs, and also it's just a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, Megillah Tzvika Sirtut, just like a Mezuzah. It's Lashon HaGemara. Just like it's a Messiah that Mezuzah needs it, you have to etch out those lines before you write on it. Megillah Sester also needs it. And the Lashon HaGemara is HaMegillah Tzvika Sirtut Kemezuzah. HaMegillah Tzvika Sirtut, it needs the etchings. Kemegillah, the Gematria of HaMegillah Tzvika Sirtut Kemezuzah is 1039. And that's the same Gematria as the words Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Vald. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Lukayim, as you may, Hapurim, Eila, Bismanayim, to establish them and to fulfill them in their times, Kashakim, Leah, Mordechai, Yudhi, Vesa, Malka, like Mordechai and Esther did, but Kashakim, Alnash, Razam, Divya, Tzemet, Zakasam, the matters of the fasts and the tefillahs. Do you mind coming back right after Mincha? For about 5-10 minutes, because I want to end off. Okay, so after this, for like 5-10 minutes, we're going to dance. We're going to dance. And, yeah, Father.